Hello, my Workday Playdate peeps. It's Erin Deal here, and welcome to your favorite workplace recess. This is Workday Playdate, y'all. This is where we blend improv comedy with real-world leadership so you can grow, laugh, and lead better. Now, today, y'all, we are talking about something every single human has experienced. We're talking sweaty palms. We're talking shaky knees. We are talking the little voice in your head saying, what if I mess up? We're talking about being nervous while presenting, whether that's at work, whether that's at school, whether it's at church, it's at your child's PTA meeting. And let me just give y'all a truth bomb for free, okay? Truth time. The first time that I spoke in front of 500 people, I tried to take a sip of water, missed my mouth, and I poured it directly onto my shirt. And that is a real fact. So did that stop me? No. Did it make me human? Yes. And the audience loved me more because of it. So if you've ever been nervous while presenting, you are in the right place. You're about to learn my 5-step improv-inspired framework to calm those nerves in the moment so you can shine. Now, let's just talk about what's happening here when we get nervous in front of rooms of people. And let me just tell you this. You know how they say you need like 10,000 hours to perfect your craft. That is what I have done with public speaking. I have been a facilitator for the past 11 years. I've been keynote speaking since 2021. So for the past 4 years, when this recording is being released, I have really honed my chops in front of audiences. So I want to just give you that background, and I want to let you know that you're in the right place because I have been there, had the sweat, the shaky palms, the nerves, got the t-shirt, all the things. So let's name what's happening when this happens, all right? When you are nervous in front of a crowd, your body is responding. You're actually activating a very specific part of your brain. I talk about this a lot in my keynote, The Empathetic Leader. You are activating what is called the amygdala, okay? The amygdala. It's like the ugliest name possible for a part of the brain, but it's the part of the brain where we are in fight, flight, or freeze. It does not let you pass go. You are stuck in this part of the brain when you get in fight, flight, or freeze mode because our bodies are really designed to protect us from saber-toothed tigers, not PowerPoint decks, okay? So when we step up to a stage or the front of a room to present, our nervous system, it sends out this message to us that we are in danger and our adrenaline starts flowing. You actually start to release a stress hormone from the amygdala. And that's what that feeling of like the blood rushing to your brain feels like. The same feeling is true. We also release a cortisol stress hormone whenever we are mad or upset. That same body feeling where like the blood is rushing to your brain is what's happening. So you might feel your heart racing. You might have sweaty palms. You might have a shaky voice. You might have dry mouth. You might have brain fog, or you might forget what you were going to say. If any of that sounds familiar, just know, first of all, you are not alone. It's actually good. It means you're alive and it means that you care. But we don't want those nerves to hijack your delivery, all right? That's the biggest takeaway here. We want to use that energy to fuel your performance. So here's the best news. Best news, my peeps. Calming nerves is a skill. Calming nerves is a skill. You don't have to be born with confidence. A lot of us are not. You can actually create it. It is a mindset. So I've taught thousands of leaders, thousands of teams and students improv-based techniques to show up confident, clear, and connected. And that's what I'm going to do for you here today. So I'm going to give you this 5-step improv-infused framework. That's a tongue twister. 5-step improv-infused framework. That's like a warm-up, right? 5-step improv-infused framework that you can do right now before or during your presentation. So get ready. Get out your pens. Get out your pencils. If you are driving, I want you to know you can come back, check out the show notes for the framework. And also, anytime you have any questions or want to ask anything, you can always write it in the comment section of a review on Apple iTunes. So here we go. Let's get into this 5-step framework. framework. Step one, when those nerves are shaken, okay, this is step one, breathe like a boss. What do I mean? Your breath is your anchor, okay? When nerves spike, your breathing gets shallow, right? So like when you're freaking out, you can barely feel like you can take a deep inhale. This signals to your brain that you're unsafe. Again, you feel like you're going to run from somebody. You're going to stand there like a deer in headlights. You're going to beat somebody up, that fight, flight, or freeze mode, which makes you so much more anxious. How we reverse this is we breathe deeply and slowly. So I want you to try this with me. Unless you're driving, then maybe just visualize it. I want you to inhale for four counts. Here we go. Ready? Hold for four. Exhale for four. Hold for four. So that is called box breathing. It's the oldest technique in the book when it comes to breath. Inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four, hold for four. And do it again and again and again till your body feels calm. You can also try a 4-7-8 method. You can inhale for four, hold for seven, exhale for eight, right? So you go in for four, hold for seven, exhale for eight. So y'all, this is not woo-woo, my peeps. It is neuroscience, okay? Deep breathing activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which literally cools down your fight or flight response. So here's a pro tip from the improv stage. Add movement to this. So when you inhale, you can raise your arms overhead. You can exhale and drop your arms. This not only regulates your nervous system, but it gives your body somewhere to put that adrenaline. Now, I want you to make breathing a part of your pre-show ritual, okay? Before you do any presentation in front of a room of 10, in front of a room of 30, in front of an audience of 300, this is you taking time to tune your instrument before you play. You're a musician. I like to think of myself truly as a vessel, as a speaker. I like to think I'm tapping into what the universe wants you to know. And so that breath actually gets me back in my body. And I actually envision when I'm breathing out the breath of a greater power, call it God, universe, source, whatever speaks to you, coming out of me. And then that's what I am allowing to come out of me in the talk. Just another little tip you didn't ask for, but that's step one, all right? Step two. I heard this from one of my favorite speakers. Her name is Cassandra Worthy. We've got to get her on this show. And this will forever change the way I show up for a keynote or a big presentation. The biggest mistake I see presenters making is they are literally right with people right up until the second they step on the stage. They're small talking in the hallway. They're checking their Slack notifications. They're checking notes. Then boom, showtime, their nervous system is already on overload. Okay, so here's the deal. Before you get to that stage, the last 10 minutes before you step on that stage, I want you to be alone. I want you to turn your phone on airplane mode an hour before the presentation. I want you to stop all notifications from your phone. Put your phone down. You should not be cramming right before you jump on stage. You've now practiced enough, so you know this right before you step on stage. And if you can, I want you to carve out 2 to 3 minutes to be alone by yourself. This can be literally backstage. It can be in a bathroom stall. Like I highly recommend if you don't have a green room backstage or somebody before, it could be an empty conference room or even just closing your eyes at your desk. And here's why it works. It gives your body a chance to shift from external stimulation to internal focus. It allows you to get into your body and out of your head. So here's this mini routine I'm going to give you to try, okay? Find a quiet spot. Let's say it's like you find a small additional room you can sit in. You're going to close your eyes. You're going to do your box breathing in for four, hold for four, exhale for four, hold for four. You're going to plant your feet on the floor and feel it. Roll your shoulders back and you're going to say this intention. I am grounded. I am ready. I am here to serve. And this little mini ritual acts like a mental on-ramp to your presentation, okay? You're literally signaling to your brain, let's do this. All right, that's step two. Let's get to step three. Step three is one of my favorites. Shake it out, all right? So this one is pure improv gold. We literally call it the lottery ticket shake. So think about animals in the wild, right? After a stressful encounter, they literally shake to reset their nervous system. My dog, big deal, literally after he gets a bath, the first thing he does is he comes in the house and he shakes, 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 and like rolls on the ground. You can do this same thing before you present. So here's how you do it. You're going to stand with your feet hip width apart. You're going to shake your hands. Then you're going to shake all of your arm. You're going to roll your shoulders back and you're going to bounce gently on your feet. Okay, you can't see me, but I'm like literally bouncing up and down over here. Make it silly, make it exaggerated. Play your favorite pump-up song because this does three things. This releases excess adrenaline. So when you get on the stage, you're not like, ah! Right? It brings you into your body, getting you back into that body activation. It gives your brain a playful cue, and this is fun, not fatal. In our workshops, we do something called shake it out, all right? We have the lottery ticket shake and then shake it out. People laugh so hard while they're doing this, which lowers our cortisol and it boosts our endorphins. You feel relaxed, but you also feel energized. And when you walk up on the stage after shaking it out, you're not stiff, you're alive. All right, we've got step four, which is anchor with positivity. Anchor with positivity. So before you go on, set your mental state. Most people do the opposite. They obsess over what could go wrong. We're going to anchor what could go right. So anchoring with positivity can be a mantra. I am calm. I am clear. I am confident. It could be a power pose. Amy Cuddy did a TED Talk on this. Literally where you stand in a position of power, like you're standing tall. You can have your hands on your hips, your hands out by your side to make yourself take up all the space. You can do a visualization. You can see the audience smiling, nodding, standing with you, taking notes. Whatever it is, you're going to anchor yourself with positivity. I'll tell you this. One talk I gave this past year, actually, I was getting out of the car and I had some new lipstick and I got the lipstick all over my power pajama suit. I wear this like power blue suit every time I perform or do a keynote. I was so upset, but I found a loophole right before I got on stage. I put my name tag over this little spot on my pants. All right. So it was like kind of near my pocket. I was freaking out about this stupid spot. I wasn't in my body. I wasn't anchoring myself. So for the first 5 minutes of that talk, I could feel myself not being present. And I've learned ever since that moment to set myself aside, to anchor myself with positivity. Now, in improv, we use a character choice. So I want you to pick somebody who you want to embody, your future self who's already nailed this talk, your favorite confident leader. I want you to step into that role physically. This is not faking it. It is priming your nervous system to deliver your best. And here's step five, the final step in this framework. You are going to shift to service. Here's the big one, all right? Nervousness is often ego dressed up as fear. I'm going to say that again. If you think, will I look stupid? Will I forget my lines? Will they like me? The quickest way out of ego is to shift that me to we. Me to we. So you ask yourself before you present, how can I serve this audience? What do they need from me right now? How can I be a vessel, not a performer? And as you heard me say earlier, I try to be a vessel when I am on stage. This flips the script. You're no longer on trial. You're on a mission. Now, I've heard this from one of my favorite heroes, Wayne Dyer, who is no longer with us, unfortunately. He said a very long time ago, as he was giving lots of talks, he was a famous keynote speaker, author, psychologist, all of the above. And he said, if you can get critical mass, so if the room, 51% of the room is on board with you throughout your talk, you've won. The goal isn't to get everybody in the room to like you. And that took me a really long time to learn. So the more you can understand, your goal is to be a vessel to serve. Not everybody is going to be on board, but your goal is to get critical mass on board with you. It will change the way you show up. So you can say to yourself quietly, I'm here to help. I'm here to serve. I'm here to give. Then when you're speaking, you can look at one person, you can make eye contact, and you can imagine talking to them individually. This creates connection, which calms you down, and it draws them in. Now, improv teaches us that everything is about the other person. When you're focused on your scene partner, you forget yourself and magic happens. And that is the same with presenting. So I want to take a quick pause just to tell you all about our workshop of the month that we are talking all about. We actually have a presentation skills workshop here at Improve It. So if you or your team are ready to go from nervous to natural, this is the workshop. We run it in person for up to 100 people for 2 hours, or virtually for up to 50 people for 90 minutes. And in this session, our seasoned improvisers will lead you through improvisational activities and customized debriefs that are built around this thesis statement, positivity plus preparation equals a productive presentation. You're going to learn how to exude positivity before a presentation, understand how your emotional state affects performance, how to utilize your natural presentation style and creativity to prepare, and how to concisely communicate while connecting with your audience. It's high energy, it's high impact, and it's a total blast. You can find the link to this in our show notes, as well as a freebie for you to get started. Okay, so let's do a quick recap of our 5 steps to calm our nerves in the moment. Number one, you're going to breathe like a boss. So anchor your nervous system while deep breathing. Number two, give yourself time backstage. Give that quiet time to get into your body and out of your head. Number three, you're going to shake it out. You're going to release that adrenaline and loosen up physically. Number four, you're going to anchor with positivity, use affirmations, power poses, or do a visualization to prime yourself. And then number five, you're going to shift to service, move from me to we. Okay, I promise you, focusing on the audience with what they need will change the way you present forever. These are not theory. These are really practical, improv tested, human tested by Erin Deal, real world skills. You can practice them and they will become your new normal. So my workday playdate peeps, here is your affirmation for the week. I want you to say it with me or write it on a sticky note before your next presentation. You ready? I am calm. I am clear. I am confident. I am here to serve. I am calm. I am clear. I am confident. I am here to serve. When you step on that stage and into that meeting or up to that mic, I want you to remember your voice matters. The audience is there wanting you to win. They literally want the knowledge that only you can bring. So thanks for hanging out with me on this playdate sesh here. I want you to go crush your next presentation, shake it out backstage, and keep playing. I'll see you next week for our next playdate.